gentlemen.
The music maker.
Broadcasting from the center of Slough. This is Asian Star 101.6 FM.
This is a journey.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Online, around the world. AsianStar1016.co.uk. Streaming live.
Good morning, 28 minutes past 9 on Wednesday morning. Recent survey has come out about wills, and some scary information has come out about whether we know what we're talking about or whether we have one. Joining us this morning, we have Emma Noble from Macmillan Cancer Support, and we've got Samantha Bond, the actress known for her roles in Downton Abbey. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
There we are, in stereo. Look at that. Perfectly synchronised. Very happy for this time in the morning, aren't you?
We're very jolly, yes.
Yes. Now, what worries me here is 98% of Britons from the survey cannot accurately describe what a will is for. For the benefit of the 2% that do know, you can close your ears now. What is a will actually for? Let's just confirm that if we can first.
Well, a will is a legal binding document to ensure that your last wishes are carried out and where your assets go. It is as simple as that.
Yes. Now, what can you put in there? You can put transfer of assets, can't you? I mean, you could even put things like, you know, how you'd like your funeral arranged as well, can't you?
You can put your wishes in there. Yes, absolutely you can. With things like funerals. And interestingly, from the survey, we also found out that almost a third of us are very comfortable talking about funeral songs, what we would like. We just don't actually write it down and put it in a will.
I'm going to be honest, I don't have one. Now, after our conversation today, I'm going to have to make arrangements to get one, though, aren't I?
Absolutely. And don't worry, there is such things as our discounted will writing service to make it as easy and as cheap as possible to do. I think another important factor that we found out from the survey is that the biggest barrier for people not actually writing a will is they think it's expensive, they just never got round to it, or they don't believe they've got anything valuable to actually leave.
But if you use the Macmillan discounted will service, it will cost you between £60 to £120, which, let's face it,
that's not a lot of money, is it?
It's not a lot of money, and you're giving your family peace of mind. I think this is a very, very important thing. It's the kindest thing you can do for your loved ones, is to let them know what your desires are.
Now, worryingly, I'm not alone, am I? There's 60% of us that don't have wills.
That's correct.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Do you know what I'm encouraging people to do is embrace a change of life thing. So if you've just got married or you've had a child or you've moved house, is to use that as a sort of a stepping stone to go, right, now's the moment, I'm going to do it.
Now, obviously, a lot of people do make wills, don't they, when perhaps they are diagnosed with an unfortunate illness or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, the time to do it is obviously long before that as well,
Absolutely.
Isn't it? So everything is in place.
Absolutely. And I think you're right, when people are faced with a mortality, it might be the time that they think about it. But actually, whilst you might not wake up one morning and say, do you know what I want to do? I want to write my will today. But once it's done, that sense of relief, that sense of completion, it's 100% worth it.
And also, you're not doing it at an emotional time.
No.
You know, you're doing it perfectly
Very
calmly, thinking about what you would like, where you would like things to go, where you would like gifts to go. And you're doing it, calmly, unemotionally.
Now, once you've written a will, is that it? Can you then write it, you lodge it somewhere safe, obviously, and that's it? You don't then have to touch it again, or do you have to change it should circumstances change, obviously?
You can change a will if you wish, yes.
Yes, so...
And it's good to get them reviewed as well, because actually we lead very complicated lives now. Some of us will experience more than one marriage, or children with multiple partners. When those situations happen, it's always good to review your will.
Mm. Now, if we're fortunate enough to be quite well off, we can also leave a gift to charity, can't we, in our will?
You don't even have to be well off, really. If you think about charities that you've supported during your life, you can absolutely leave a donation to that charity.
And the interesting thing about leaving a gift in your will is it actually costs you nothing in your lifetime. It's a gift that is incredibly important to charities. I know for Macmillan, it accounts for almost a third of our total income every year. Without it, we couldn't do what we do. It's an incredibly generous gift. Now, even 1% of your estate leaves 99% for the rest of your family, and it's an incredible gesture.
That's a really good way of looking at it.
Mm. See, that's very important, isn't it? Like, charities like Macmillan do a lot of fantastic work, and without donations, they can't.
No, absolutely.
And as you say, by leaving a donation in your will, what you've worked for, obviously you can share 99% of that among your friends, your family, your relatives, and just 1% of it is going to make such a difference to Macmillan Cancer Support, isn't it?
Yeah, a huge difference.
And it's an incredible act of kindness.
Yes. So anyone listening this morning then, if they are among the percentage of people, the 60% who don't have a will, what's the easiest way to go about changing that now?
Well, you can go down to your local solicitor. That's perfectly easy. Macmillan offers a discounted will service, which you can do online or you can telephone someone. And that's about, I think I said this, 60 to 120 quid. Or you can go to macmillan.org.uk/legacies, and that will there will be a link to will writing.
Brilliant.
It's easily done.
So both of you obviously are well willed up, aren't you? Both of you are. I'm not, so I'm going to have to change that now, aren't I?
You will be soon, won't you?
Yes, indeed. The average age for people making a will, they believe, is 40. Is that true, or should you have done it by then?
I like Sam's thought, actually, encouraging people to take on when they have a life change.
Hmm.
So there is no perfect age to have a will, and a lot of people think that it's something they need to put off until they're older. But exactly as Sam said, doing it at a time where you're fit, well, and healthy in an unemotional, pragmatic way is an ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a will, what then happens to your estate if you don't? I mean, it does cause confusion, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think this is where a lot of confusion has come. So one of the things that the survey has uncovered is people don't have a will because they think, well, it's my assets are going to go to who I want them to anyway. And that may happen, not guaranteed, it may happen, but it's going to take longer and it's going to cost more money. Well, actually, your family is going through an awful lot at that time, and to have things clear and understood and to speed the process up so they can get access to that cash or that gift that you've left them is, as Sam rightly said, the kindest thing you can do for a loved one.
So once again, just quickly, if people would like to find out more information, they can find out on the web. Where do they go?
macmillan.org.uk/legacies.
There you go, macmillan.org.uk/legacies. Samantha, Emma, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you
very much.
Have a lovely day, ladies. And don't forget, if you are one of the 60% of people who don't have a will, head to that website address and get yours sorted out soon.
Memorable songs on Asian Star 101.6 FM.